We're continuing our broadcast here on WGNS. This time, we're going to talk about ways for you to become healthier. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I think back to when your mother was on the radio regularly, and she used to come up with ways to encourage people to drink more water. And she came up with such huge amounts, I thought, how could anybody drink that much water? Well, now I'm hearing other people saying the same thing. Water must be an important part of our diet.
Yes, just like when you think of Earth, it's like 70% water, right? Like most of Earth is water, and people don't necessarily really think about it like that. Our body is made up of a lot of water, and we need a lot of water every day for everything to run properly. You know, if you think about when you feel thirsty, like your body was already thirsty, but when you feel it, you're now dehydrated. And so, you know, people think sometimes that they only drink water when they feel thirsty, or they only drink water after they've had a workout, or it never ceases to amaze me. Like, people will come in the store and they'll be like, I'm so thirsty, and they'll buy a soda. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not really quenching your thirst, right? I mean, it's certainly not hydrating you. So no, people don't drink enough water in general. And people that even times think that they do, like, oh yeah, I drink like 3 bottles of water a day. That's 48 ounces of water, which is great if you weighed 96 pounds.
Well, how do you figure that?
Half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. That's because there's 8 ounces in a glass of water. And so if you need 100 ounces of water, that's 12 glasses is 96 ounces. So that's quite a bit. And if you were doing it by 16-ounce water bottles, you would need 6 of those. Right? Which I don't really advocate, because that's a lot of plastic.
Yeah,
so get you a nice, you know, container that, you know, that's sustainable. But yeah, still, like, most people don't drink 6 bottles of water a day. And again, that's if you weigh 200 pounds. Like, if you weigh 300 pounds or, you know, 250 or what have you, then your water needs increase. Your water needs also increase if you do go and exercise, because you've got to replenish what you lost in that workout in addition to what you still need every day just to run properly.
So you're saying you have to exercise, and if you exercise, you need more water.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And the best way to determine how much water that you need after you exercise is to literally weigh yourself before and weigh yourself after, which I see people doing all the time, but I'm pretty sure it's not to determine how much hydration that they need. I think it's usually because they're like, ooh, I lost a pound. You didn't lose a pound of fat in one workout. Like, you just lost a pound of water. And so if you did lose a pound, then you need 16 ounces of water to replenish yourself. If you lost 2 pounds, you need 32 ounces of water to replenish yourself. So it is good to do. You don't have to do it every single time, because once you do it a time or two, then you get a good idea of how much you need to replenish yourself.
There's a slogan that I've heard all my life, but let's relate this to people who are young, listening right now, who are in their teens, 20s, 30s, probably even 40s. You have that young skin that is just, it's beautiful. But down the road, if you don't take care of yourself, that will change. And I'm thinking about the slogan of, it's what you do when it doesn't seem to matter that determines where you will be when it's too late to do anything about it. If you're bringing in a lot of water at your younger years, is your skin going to stay moistened and attractive without problems longer?
It depends on what is causing your skin to be dry. Like, sometimes it's hormones. That doesn't really have a whole lot to do with water. So if a person is low in estrogen and that's causing their dry skin, that's one thing. But a lot of times people do have skin issues because they don't get enough water. Water is really important to help flush toxins out of the body. So it's very important in keeping your kidneys running properly. So people that end up on dialysis years later is oftentimes one of the reasons, not the only reason, they didn't drink enough water when they were younger.
Right.
And so it's very important, you know, for that. And detoxification is very important. Water intake is very important for your bowel movements. Most people, their bowels don't move enough a day either, or they're hard. And a lot of times it's just that simple fact They're not drinking enough water.
So more water would reduce that problem.
Yes, a lot of your water is absorbed in your large intestine. And if you don't have water to be absorbed there, it makes for a very dry stool, very difficult to pass, very slow to pass as well.
Now, if you are a child and you have this problem, I mean, that's really a problem because you're young. And I guess that could lead to more things. If you're a parent listening in and your child, if they're saying, they're describing my child right now, your child needs more water.
Yes, and that can be a difficult population to get to drink water. A lot of times, and you're seeing it a lot now in the last 4 or 5 years, they've really talked about decreasing the amount of juice that kids get. But before, it was like kids would get a lot of juice, but they wouldn't necessarily get a lot of water. And if you bring them up on a lot of juice, it's hard to convert them over to water because it just doesn't taste like Juicy Juice does, mm-hmm, or Capri mm-hmm. Sun, right? So it is very important to start those habits early. And because it is kind of a precursor, people that don't like vegetables when they're early, you know, it's harder to get them to eat vegetables when they're adults. If they don't drink a lot of water early, they don't get in the habit of that. They don't like the taste of it. So it's very important to start those habits early.
So water is the thing you need, not soft drinks, not these energy drinks and things of that sort.
I know of no benefit that soft drinks really have other than people just, it's like a comfort food for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously no real benefit to them. Your energy drinks, I can go in a soapbox about energy drinks and caffeine, and I'll save that. But the important thing to know is that those are not things that you drink when you're thirsty. If those are something that you consume, it needs to be on top of your regular water intake. It doesn't count. You know, if you do like herbal tea, like that would count as water because it's literally just water with a tea bag, you know. But something like sweet tea is caffeinated, so you lose the hydrating properties of that once it's caffeinated. And so whereas, you know, something like peppermint tea or ginger tea is not caffeinated, so you can still maintain the hydration properties of the water. That goes away once we get to a caffeinated beverage. And some things like your energy drinks, your espressos, those are actually making us more dehydrated. So there's different schools of thought as to the more caffeine that you do, that actually increases your water needs as well, too.
Now, while we're talking about ways to keep you healthier and keep you feeling better, what place do vitamins play? Should they be a part of our diets?
For most people, yes, because our food is not as nutritious as it was several years ago. Like they've actually shown where the oranges that are grown now don't have as much vitamin C in them as the oranges that were grown 30 or 40 years ago. And so we have all these technological advances now, but our grandmothers and that prior generation were healthier because the foods that they ate were healthier. They were more nutritious. There were more vitamins in them. There were more minerals in them. Whereas what we have now are often devoid of those nutrients. And then when people eat foods that are refined, for instance, you know, your white foods, they're stripped of the vitamins that they do have. So there's certain vitamins in like brown rice, for instance, when it becomes white rice, those nutrients are gone. And that happens with every other single grain. And so we don't get the amount of vitamins that we need to provide optimal health. We get the amount of vitamins that we need to cover our absolute minimum basis. So most people don't end up with scurvy or beriberi or pellagra and those types of very rare diseases that you'll find in third world countries because they literally have zero nutrition at all. But we don't have enough vitamin C to help prevent other diseases in our diet. We just don't. So we do need supplementation to help us with that.
Does our need for certain types of vitamins, certain vitamins themselves, does that change with age?
It does change with age. It also changes with your physical activity. It changes with what particular issues or disorders that you may have. It changes with genetics. But for instance, just with aging, like for instance, women have iron needs when they have periods every month. When they go through menopause and they no longer have periods, then those needs change. They don't need as much iron. Men have certain needs for zinc. And as they get older and they start to experience enlarging of the prostate, their zinc needs increase. People's B vitamins can change based upon their stress levels. People that have high occurrences of stress need more Bs. People that have heart issues need more Bs. People that smoke need more vitamin C. So it does change with age, and it changes with lifestyle as well, too.
How can we improve our immune system.
So your immune system really is made up in your gut. And so when we talk about immune system, we have to talk about our bowel flora and the need for probiotics. So one of the best ways to increase your immune system is to be on a good probiotic. And that makes up about 70% of our immune system. Another thing people don't think about is stress makes a big, big difference on our immune system too, because when we're under periods of stress, it runs down our immune system. So we may need to be on a stress supplement or some type of an adrenal supplement also. So those are two things people probably don't think about so much when it comes to their immune system. They're thinking about vitamin C and echinacea and those type of things. And those are great at helping to boost your immune system for short periods of time or when you're sick. But for a long-term immune system, probiotics, something for stress, and then mushrooms, like your medicinal mushrooms, like maitake mushroom, shiitake mushroom, reishi mushroom, or some kind of combination of them, are some of the best things that you can do for your immune system.
Now, do those vary with our age? Does our need for certain things to make the immune system better, does that vary?
A lot of the probiotics that you see will have a different makeup for people that are 50 plus versus the younger population. Because as you know, as people age, then, for instance, your gut bacteria changes, your stomach acid levels decline, the amount of digestive enzymes that you have decline. So there is different approaches, different strategies. So usually over 50, you're looking for a high bifido probiotic versus a probiotic that's high in lactobacillus probiotics, for instance. So that would be a way that for perhaps someone that's more of the aging population or baby boomers might look towards that type of probiotic versus another standard probiotic that would be helpful for the immune system. I'm a big fan of medicinal mushrooms, and I think that getting something that has also lion's mane in it would be very good, because it also is very good for protecting the neurological system and very helpful for brain health. And so that's a huge concern for people that are aging as well too. So you kind of get the benefits of the immune system with those brain protective nutrient as well too.
We've been talking about your health issues with Kim Dunaway. And where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
We have two locations. So in Murfreesboro, we're located at 621 South Church Street. And in Smyrna, we're located at the corner of Rock Springs and Old Nashville Highway.
We've been talking with Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Thank you for joining us.